Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean, I guess one of the things about David Crosby in recent years, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, as famous for not getting along as they were for all the music they gave us. And I guess it was the Graham Nash book, Wild Tales, that really upset David. When we interviewed Graham Nash here last year, he said, I asked him, who do you still talk to in the group? And he said, I talked to Neil and I talked to Steve. And that was the end of that response.
he was remembering David Crosby in a Twitter post, social media post yesterday.
Yeah, it was a nice one.
He was nice, but he did say that he had a unique personality, all the polite way of saying that he was sometimes difficult to get along with, which David Crosby himself acknowledged. There was a documentary that David Crosby himself put out a couple of years ago, and he said that he was nothing but trouble, that he was very difficult to get along with. But Graham Nash commented saying that he was fearless in life and music. He leaves behind a tremendous void as far as sheer personality and talent in this world. He spoke his mind, his heart, and his passion through his beautiful music and leaves an incredible legacy. Stephen Stills reacting on social media, saying that David lived a life of deep and enduring gratitude and was an extraordinarily rich and sentient being. His music will live on through all of us, even now as he sails to his eternal sunset.
Yeah, I mean, David did say that many of the musicians he worked with no longer would speak to him, and he was pretty forthcoming about that.
No, wasn't he fired from the Birds? You know, he was
fired everywhere.
It was like being a DJ almost, getting fired all the time. But what a legacy of music that he left us. 1969 is when Crosby, Stills, and Nash put out their debut album, self-titled, and they won Best New Artist of the Year. They're so classic now, it's hard to believe that at one time they were the Best New Artist of the Year. Mm-hmm. Neil Young joined up soon after that, and what a ride it was of great hits and troubled life, a liver transplant, prison time, drug and alcohol abuse, all things that he openly talked about and said, you know, that he got past. But recently he said that he wasn't going to do music anymore. He wasn't going to tour, that he was too old and that it was too stressful. And as he said in this interview, I'll be dead soon. So, you know, he did not mince words.
No, he didn't. He had a great sense of humor about himself. And can't you just still see the album cover pictures and artwork on those great LPs?
Sitting on the porch.
Yeah, that's the one.
That was one of my favorite. I wore out that album, an actual 33 and a third RPM vinyl record.
Yep.
I loved that album so much. Boy, the artwork. That's one of the things that's missing from digital music today. David Crosby was 81 years old, long illness. His wife didn't say what it was, but apparently he'd been sick for a while and passed away yesterday.
People can see the memorial for Lisa Marie Presley on Sunday, can't they?
Yeah, it starts at 9 o'clock. I'll be doing my radio show then, but I encourage you to have both on.
Of course.
On Sunday morning, of course. If you go to livestream.com, you'll be able to find it. It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. I can't imagine that it's going to be anything less than packed to the gills at Graceland Mansion when they do this memorial for Lisa Marie Presley, who died about a week ago. They haven't announced who's going to be there, what's going to happen, whatever, but If you're interested, if you're an Elvis fan, livestream.com, you'll be able to, it'll be almost like being there.
Almost. Talking entertainment with Dean Richards, who will be doing Lisa Dent's show this afternoon. Dean, I heard you yesterday. What a love fest. I'm going to start being nicer to you. The people love you.
Well, it was Thank You Thursday.
Oh, I
so
see.
I think, you know, people were thanking me because it was a last-minute call for me to come and fill in for Lisa. You know, so I people were very grateful. And then, you know, I was only putting people on the air who were thanking me. So I may have manipulated the calls
a
little bit.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. Let's talk about what we can do over the weekend.
Yeah, there's a lot to do. I'll start off with a six-time Tony Award-winning musical that is in town. Chicago the Musical is celebrating its 25th anniversary. It's back at the CIBC Theater on West Monroe Street now through January the 29th. There is this spoof of the TV sitcom The Golden Girls that is just going up at the Mercury Theater in Lakeview. I saw a little preview of it, and it's pretty funny if you're a Golden Girls fan. It's called The Golden Gals Live, Mercury Theater on North Southport, now through February 12th. If you want to help Gary Sinise help veterans, his foundation is sponsoring a production of a play that's called Last Out, Elegy of a Green Beret, about a veteran of the war in Afghanistan trying to adjust to life at home. It's tonight and tomorrow only at the Steppenwolf Theater. You can get more information by going to steppenwolf.org or GarySiniseFoundation.org. Just more of his great work helping and working with veterans. Big Head Todd and the Monsters are at the Riviera tomorrow night. We have the soul artist The Sacred Souls playing Thalia Hall tomorrow. The Mexican artist Eduardo Nunez is at the Rosemont Theater tomorrow. And Five for Fighting frontman John Andrasik doing a solo show at the Space in Evanston. Tons of comedians in town this weekend. Taylor Tomlinson through Sunday at the Chicago Theater. Orny Adams is at the Improv in Schaumburg through Sunday. SNL veteran John Rudnitsky is at Zanies in Old Town. Nikki Glaser is out at the Rialto Square in Joliet. Comedian Ali Sadiq is at the Vic on Sheffield. Disney on Ice is at the Allstate Arena in Rosemont. This Chicago International Puppet Festival is really great. It's playing at quite a few venues around the city through January the 29th. You can get more info at chicagopuppetfest.org. And as far as new movies this weekend, usually January is not a good month for movies, but some of the movies that have been coming out have been really doing well at the box office. And I suspect that this one will as well, called Missing. It's a story about a teenage girl whose mom and her new boyfriend go off on vacation to Colombia. The daughter is supposed to pick them up at the airport a week later, but mom never shows up. In fact, mom has disappeared without a trace. So the teenage daughter, launches a search looking for her mom, a virtual search, mostly online. But it's a real white knuckler, and I think worth seeing. Really good writing in this. It's called Missing. I gave it a Dean's List B+. I also like this movie that's called Women Talking. It's been in just a handful of theaters the past couple of weeks, but this week it opens in theaters all around the Chicago area. True story about a group of women survivors of unending abuse by the men and boys around them in the Mennonite community in which they live. It is powerful. It is eloquent. It is eye-opening. Rooney Mara, Claire Foy, Jesse Buckley, among the stars. Frances McDormand, who can do no wrong in my book. Another Dean's List B+. Wasn't so crazy about the new Hugh Jackman movie that's called The Sun, about a very busy New York lawyer who has a 17-year-old son with his ex-wife. The 17-year-old is, having problems in school and a whole bunch of other issues, goes to live with his dad, who now is remarried and has another son. And it's just a story about blame and resentment and guilt. And I don't know why you would pay money to go to the theater to get depressed.
Yeah, I can stay home and get all that.
Right, you can get that right in your own house. You don't need to go spend money for that. Just the whole thing felt a little disconnected to me. So I give that one a C-.
Dean Richards, have fun on Lisa's show this afternoon. But remember, Thank You Thursday is over. Don't take calls. Okay?
Yeah, the only word that I can think of that's, you know, is an F word with Friday is one that I really can't use. So that may be another feature for some other time. We will not be doing that today.
Enjoy the weekend.